Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks Quick Reviews. Today's quick review is Gold West by Tasty Minstrel Games. I'm going to read the description off of Board Game Geek for you. In Gold West, players compete as prospectors building their mining empires while vying over the precious metals of their frontier. In a delicate balance of resource management and area control, players must plan their building strategies while carefully managing their supply tracks to refine the right sources at the most opportune times. Stay a step ahead of the competition and you could lead the West into the Golden Age. The goal of Gold West is to accumulate the most victory points through clever management of your growing mining empire. There are five resources in the game. The metals are copper, silver, and gold, and used to acquire victory points in a variety of ways. While timber and stone are building materials used to build camps and settlements on the board to collect more resources and influence the landscape. Each hex contains either two or three resources. Gold generally earns players the most points, with silver and copper yielding slightly less. In addition, each terrain type scores points for the player with the most influence therein at the end of the game. Copper terrains are the most valuable, with silver, gold, and forest terrains earning slightly fewer points. When gaining new metals and materials, players place them in their supply track, a Mancala-style track in which you will manage your resources. You get points the further back in the track you place them, as this creates a more refined product. But it will take longer to get these resources to the front of the supply track when they can be used. Shipping, investments, and boomtown offices often reward players who fulfill them earlier, so it's a careful balance of risk and reward. So, my impressions of this game was, first of all, I really enjoyed the artwork, the box was really nice, and the components were very well made, and everything just felt really good in your hands, and I really like that. And then all the pieces, whether they're the camps, the materials that you're processing, you know, made out of wood and everything, they were great, and they Tasty Minstrel Game does a really great job with their small components. I really enjoy them. So, starting the game, it took a little time to read the rules and to make sure I was understanding the rules properly. And at times during the game, I had to reference the rules a few times, which isn't uncommon for a game that is a longer playing time and has a lot of components to it. So I just wanted to, give that for your information. It may take you one or two read-throughs of the game rules before you get a good concept of it. The gameplay, we were able to get into the game pretty quick. I played with my wife and my brother-in-law, and we had a good time playing. It, you know, of course, it's resource management and being able to understand when and where to use your resources. But they had a couple of different aspects that I liked. Of course, with the supply track and all those things, it was added some extra elements to a resource management game that I actually enjoyed. The game overall ran pretty smoothly, and we had a good time playing it. Our overall experience was positive. This would be a great game I would be happy to pull out and play with my friends again, or to recommend. It was lots of fun, and especially if you like resource management games, I would say that this is a game that you should add to your collection. If you're not so much of a resource management type game person, I would still recommend you to go check the game out. Tasty Minstrel Game, once again, they do a great job, and Gold West definitely delivers on a good resource management filling game that I really enjoyed. So I would say add this to your collection if you're a resource management person, but definitely check it out if maybe you haven't had a good experience with a resource management game yet. Maybe this is the game that will make you feel good about it, because once again, it adds a couple extra elements to resource management that you may not receive in other games, and so that could definitely be a benefit to you, or, you know, it could be a deterrent. But I would still say I recommend for you to check it out and, you know, and tell me if you add it to your collection. I would love to hear back from you. So, thanks to Tasty Minstrel Games for another great game that they produced. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.